Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here. We are in Psalm 50. So we've gone through 50 Psalms already. How cool is that? And this is a Psalm of Asaph. I'm going to read to you in the New American Standard Version, and this is what it says. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shone. May our God come and not keep silent. Fire devours before him, and a storm is violently raging around him. He summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor male goats from your folds. For every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the fields is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and everything it contains. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of male goats? Offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me on the day of trouble. I will rescue you and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right do you have to tell of my statutes and to take my covenant in your mouth? For you yourself hate discipline, and you throw my words behind you. When you see a thief, you become friends with him, and you associate with the adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and your tongue harnesses deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and kept silent. You thought that I was just like you. I will rebuke you and present the case before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forgot God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be no one to save you. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who sets his way properly, I will show the salvation of God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, first of all, it's such a privilege to be able to come before you. It's such a privilege to be able to pray, such a privilege to hear your voice, such a privilege to read your word and to glean wisdom from it. Lord, you are the Mighty One. From the setting of the sun to the rising of the sun in the morning, you are to be praised. You are beautiful. You are powerful. You are holy. You are everything that I am not. You are worthy. You are other than me. You are powerful, and I choose to love and serve you. Lord, help us to bring the kind of offerings that honor you, the kind of offerings of thanksgiving. So Lord, help us to reorient our hearts and our minds today with you, to really truly understand who you are, and to really truly follow after you, and to really truly surrender ourselves to you. Again, there's that word for the month of May. It's the month of surrender. Lord, thank you that you do not keep silent. Thank you that you gather your godly ones to yourself. And so I pray for the person who feels ungathered, for the person who feels far off, for the person who feels like they're in a flock on the other side of the mountain. I pray that you would leave the 99 and chase them today. You would show them that they are worth being rescued, and that you delight in them, delight over them with singing, and you love them, that you are their father and they are your children, that you are the potter and they are the clay. You are the lover of their soul and the creator of their bodies and the one who goes before, behind, and beside. So we thank you for that. Lord, thank you for your statutes. Thank you for your covenant. Particularly, I thank you for the new covenant that was established in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, the wine symbolizing the blood that was shed, and the bread representing the broken body, the perfect broken body that was broken for us. Help us to marvel again in your salvation and trust in you for whatever's happening next, because you have already walked the path before us. You know what it's like to live on this earth, and you are an empathetic Savior who comes to our aid. We trust you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can get a free painting at the $10 level, a secret podcast at $25, and I add you to my secret prayer team at $100. And also, if you want to record a prayer for next month's prayer episode, said that weird, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your prayer request. And the first Sunday of the month, I will pray for you. So, again, my privilege, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. Have an amazing day, and remember, God answers prayer.